אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיך. רש"י סקומי דבי מסביר, what is the אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיך. Rashi brings down Medrash Agode Lomo nismicho parshas atem nitzovim laklolis. What is the Hemshech Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis? Lefi sheshomu Yisroel mea klolis choser shtayim chutz mementeshe beteres koyanim, another 49 hoiriku pneya, they became green. אמרו, מי יוכל לעמוד באלה? So much punishment. התחיל מוישה לפייסו, מוישה told him, don't worry, אתם ניצובים היום, look, you did a lot of avarice, and you survived. Not so bad. First, it's, you know, if Rashi would not say it, if someone would tell you this word, not b'shem Rashi, you would say it's a pekosis, yeah? So much clothes, Klaus got all nervous, Moshe told him, don't worry, you see, you did a lot. Let me see you here, yeah? Klala Sahir, Klala Sahir. It works out. Stachayim al-Dorsheni. What is the pshat? Stachayim al-Dorsheni. The Mephoshim explain, Al-Pir Moshe. There's two kind of schools. There's one school, like an university, if you're very good, a place where you're not allowed to go, yeah? And if you're a very good student, you get very good marks. If you're mamish a good student, go givaldike. If you're a medium student, a medium, schwach student, veishvach, no marks. But you don't go to college, yeah? And you don't study. So the professor comes with a stick and starts to hit you. The most, he just doesn't give you a mark, yeah? But there's some schools that if you don't study, they hit. They punish, right? They give sticks, they hit. What is the difference? In the college, if you don't study, nothing will happen. You'll just not be a doctor. You'll not be a lawyer. Right? So if you learn, they give you a good mark. Better, even better. Not too bad. Bad for you. It's a different place, you have not normal people, you have to train them to be normal, yeah? There, if you don't train him, he'll be in a bad shape. He doesn't behave, we hit. That's really what happens in every school, yeah? It's a part of just giving education, and it's a part you have to behave. If you don't behave, you come out a monster, so you have to hit you. So when you walk into a school, you want to know what kind of school is it. If you see only papers and pencils, you know, this is a college. If you see sticks and face all different things that we saw, yeah? All these things. So then you know you came into a base Meshugoy. Klal Yisrael taught after Matan Teire, Ki hichoch maschem ubinaschem beino amim. The Teire will make them so special, so great. Pitom, Moshe started to tell them, but if you don't listen to Hashem, it's punishment. So they start to realize it's not the pshat that Teira is like a college, like makes us like special people. If you don't keep the Teira, it's punishment. Meaning to say that we are bad people, like the Gemara says in Chagige, Yisroel azimhem, nosnolem Teira lishbo irazusam. We are bad people, Hashem had to give us the Teira to make us good. But not the pshat is that the Teira is just to make us special. This is what Klal Yisrael started to feel when they saw so much punishment. So what is the answer? So the Velt says, Moshe answered them, you're right. You know when in college there's no sticks. When you go to the college, it could be the best college. Don't study. But when the father is the teacher, if you don't learn, he hits. Because he wants his son to be a special person. Atem nitzavim lifnei Hashem elokeichem. The father is hitting you Not because if you don't learn, you're only a bad person. He wants you to be a better person. He wants you to come out a special person. This is the reason the father hits. But the Mefoshim explain more from that. You're right, it's like a college. But Ash'atem Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem Elokeich. Hashem bring you to the house of the king. You're right. He could have left you in the street, you'd be a simple guy. He took you in. But in the house of Hashem, if the king takes you to his house, you're right, why he took you into the house? Because he loves you. Right? But if you start to color at the walls, then they kill you right away. Yesterday you were coloring in your house on the walls. And then no one killed me. So the king wants to kill me? No. He took me to his house because he wants me to be a part of the king. But in this house, when you color the walls, they kill you. Adam nitzavim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Leman hokim oyscha hayom leom. To be a yid is a benefit, but it's a mechayev. He brought us into the house of Hashem. But we are not allowed to eat basar b'cholov. We're not allowed to go. We're not allowed to go. We're not allowed to talk the way we're not allowed to talk. They're allowed to. They're not in the house of Hashem. They're living in the village. Hashem took us from the village and He put us in the house of Hashem. But after He put us in the house of Hashem, we have mechayevim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. Pasuk is Mamshich. Leman holki moyscho, ve'lo yitchem levatchem anoichi koreis es abris azois ve'es ha'alo azois. כי יש אשר ישנו פה עמנו היום ואשר איננו. כי אתם ידעתם. משה רבינו explains, why I need to threat you so much? Why are we so nervous that you will do bad? כי אתם ידעתם אשר יושבנו בארץ מצרים ואת אשר עברנו בקרב הגויים אשר עברתם ותראו את שיקוציהם ואת גלולוליהם. Eitz vo'even kesef v'zov asher imoem. What is shikutzeim? What is giluleim? Shikutzeim is like shkotzim. Giluleim is like tzoya. Eitz vo'even kesef v'zov asher imochem. Then yesh bochem ishu ishu mishpacho yishevet that you planning to do a bit of zore. והיה בשומו יש דיבר העולה הזו יש ויסבורך בלי בלי מרשולם עיר לי כי בשרירוס לי ביילך למען ספוי שרוב ולא יבוא השם סלויח לוי כי עוז רוב צבוי כעולה הקסור בסריפה. You know, the Torah is talking to us. These psukim we have to read because it's talking to us. We are in the generation that the claps are hitting, yeah? We're not sitting based on Migdash under the gold and silver. We're in the Golus. This is the power. And Hashem tells you, why I'm giving you the Golus? Pen yesh bochem sheirish roish velano. And you're planning to be bad. Why? And we were together at the Goyim, and we saw shikutzeyem v'giluleyem. We saw it dirty like tzaya. Pen yesh bochem sheirish poyer roish velano. So the Briskerov would ask. Rabbi said, it's such a chinuch, this Briskerov. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell him, listen, I'm telling you, Musar, I explain to you why. You know, we were by the Goyim, we saw what they do. I'm just nervous if someone is deep planning one day to have internet, just one day to be like the Goyim, I want to give you the punishment, right? That's what he's telling them. You were there. You're not Eretz Yisrael, Dika. You came from America, yeah? You saw leagues, you saw all these bad things. And Chas v'Sholem, maybe you'll have a tzad to be again like that. So, find the Biskarov. So here, what would be the right way to say? You saw the Avodah Zarah from wood and stone, gold and silver. Maybe some of you have the Gishmak. Threatening you. Moshe is saying, you were in Chutz La'aretz. You saw the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say the Avodah Zarah. You saw the Glolim. You saw the Tzoya, right? from stone and gold. You saw that. Maybe you want to do that. Oy vavoy if you want to do that. Here is the last place to write it and to give a nickname to the Avodah Zarah, Glolim. It's not even a nice word. Moses says, you laugh from here, we learn that you laugh to do Litzinus and Avodah Zarah. We laugh to make fun and jokes and Avodah Zarah. But Moshe is trying to tell them, just in case you like it, terrible punishments. So when he says that you saw Avodah Zarah, he's saying, and you saw it, that's Avodah Zarah, you saw Glolim, maybe you would like to love Glolim, and I'm telling you, I will kill you if you do Glolim. Father Muscov, it's not the way to talk. Say you saw Avodah Zarah, maybe you love it. I tell you, it's not good. He doesn't say you saw Avodah Zarah. But you could say this Gululeim. You saw Sheketz and you saw Glolim. And just in case you love it, I'm telling you now, I'm going to kill you. Why here is the place that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking it out so sharp? Zog de briskerov Rabbi Isai. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them a secret. I'm not talking to the people that are coming from these fancy places and I'm nervous. They were in fancy places, modern places. Maybe they want to be like that again. I'm speaking unto the people that saw Avodah Zarah and they looked on it and they were trained and they were brought up that Avodah Zarah is a glolim and is a shkotzim. These people, I'm nervous tomorrow they will do it. A person thinks, nah, I look so down on it. There's no tzad that I will be pulled in. Moshe is telling him no. I said already a couple times in the Shmuz this year. If a person will ask me, I have a teenager group that I'm messing up. You have a Eitze? I'll say, I have a Eitze. I heard there's a Seita tomorrow in Yerushalayim. I know she's not planning to Moide. So they're going to drink, to force her to drink, and she's going to blow up like a subam all over the place. If the kids will see that, they will never do it again, right? I will take everyone to Yerushalayim, put them inside, open the Seita's mouth, pour in the water, she will blow up. You see what happens? No, we'll do it again. Chazal say no. Everyone that was in that room, they'll be the next one to do it. The people that didn't see that Musar, they could drink wine. The people that sat there stopped the drink because tomorrow they will drink, they will do the same thing. So over the Maise, over this Maise was a guy, he would drink terribly. And he would get undressed in the street. Mom, his kids didn't know what to do. Every night the father would come back dirty for schmutz. One day the kids are walking in the street and they see the father, and they see a drunk guy without clothes laying in the mud, and the kids are taking pieces of mud filling up in his ears and his nose, like, you know, the kids are playing with him. So they decide to run to thank the father, to show the father how he looks when he drinks. Maybe like this he will stop. And they see, they bring the father looks at him, and he's like, the father goes over and whispers to him something. I'm sure some of the father is yelling at him. They go over to listen to what the father is whispering. The father tells him, tell me where you bought his good wine. Zog de briskerov. A person has to know. A person thinks, I know the Gdolim are against the internet, but I know how bad it is. You know, I every time speak against it, I'm so much pro against it, and I'm every sort of Shabbos that I go, I say it's bad. So if I just need it, you're right, the young boys, they talk ahead, but I know how bad it is. I don't know, I just use it for my mother, just to account to put a bank in, but there was no tzad that would be a problem, because I know how bad it is. I'm not like these bochim. I mamash know that it's bad. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm exactly speaking to you. Moshe Rabbeinu, from these people, the people that didn't see it, but the people that saw it, even if they saw it with the most ichi way, Moshe is using terrible words. I'm saying ichi way is not a nice word. Moshe is using worse words. Shukutseyim v'gululeyim. Yeah, I'm not saying it in the right language. I'm embarrassed to say it in English. But this is the way Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it in Zohar. You know, people were standing, they didn't know what Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about. Yeah. So bad, Moshe said. The lowest of the low, the worst word that Moshe Rabbeinu could say. Moshe Rabbeinu Teira HaKadosha. These people that look so bad at that. These people could chas v'shalom. These people could chas v'shalom come to be nichshol. How a person has to be careful. The Saba Mikelem, the Alta Mikelem added, and you know to whom Moshe Rabbeinu is talking? to Doir Deya. It's not one person here that is in Doir Deya. Doir Deya. Doir Deya. He's talking to Doir Deya. And he's telling them, I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for you. Person thinks, is it going in a plane, is it a newspaper? Is it a Goyishin newspaper? I know Goyishin. I'm just looking at the article, but I know it's a Goyishin. Doesn't help. You think if I look at it, she could say, Bekululayim, nothing will happen to me. Nothing will help. Leman sfois ahova es atzmeo. So I hope Shomer is tivre ha'ola azayis v'izborach b'libo ilaymo sholoy mir li ki b'shrirus li v'yeylech leman sfois ahova es atzmeo. Stam, every time I like to mention the Gemara in Bobe Sanhedrin, the Vayin Vov Amud Beis. What is leman sfois ahova es atzmeo? What is this person is so bad? What is doing there? Sfois ahova es atzmeo. We hear the Kriyas HaTeira, ahova es atzmeo. So the Gemara brings three mesholim. The first two are irrelevant now. The last one, Zog the Gemara. You know what is the mind voice of Robes Atzmeo? A guy that gives back Ashavas Aveda to a guy. So Rashi, why? That he gives back Ashavas Aveda because he's a nice person. He doesn't take something that doesn't belong to him. And he's triggering the mitzvahs of Hashem to manners, not to mitzvahs. Something very deep it says here. Person will think, no, forget the guy that brings back to the guy, he's a mensch. That guy that every time cheats the airlines, he's the wrong guy. I'm not saying you're allowed to come and cheat. I'm not going into the shayla of the points now. Yeah, again, it's not into the shaylas. Avada, you're not allowed to steal a guy. You're not allowed to matter a guy be a dime. Avada, it's also. It could be if the mishu was a din as a gemara and a shavas avet leakum. I'm not going in now. I'm stating the gemara that a person has to know his mitzvah Hashem. Is mitzvah Hashem. It's mitzvah Hashem. And you have to do them in a way that they're mitzvahs. A lot of time a person doesn't realize that all of his ben adam l'chaveiroi he does only because he's a mensch. Not because he's trying to do mitzvahs. And he thinks that he's doing a plus. Will you see the difference? Again, I don't want to sound wrong, but I think Erev Rosh Hashanah, I could say these things. The guy that is nice to the Goy and the Yid the same, he's not a good person. I don't mean I'm not Chas V'Sholem, I don't know how you call it, like the Nazis laughed, yeah? I'm not against Goyim, Chas V'Sholem, it's not the point. Be nice to every person. But to a Yid? The famous Maiseh, the Bisalevi. Bisalevi's famous Maise, the Agdon and Bisalevi's Maise, that was a year, the Bisalevi was going on a trip, and he came to a house. It was middle of the night, 12 o'clock by night, it was freezing, it was snowing, they got to an inn. He sent the Balagola to knock on the door, the guy didn't open the door. He told the Balagola, go over, it's a Pekuach Nefesh, we'll freeze to death here. He knocked again, the guy said, middle of the night, not disturbed. He told his guy, you knock on the door, it's Pekuach Nefesh. Kitzer, the third time the guy opened in, he told Bisalevi, shh, everyone is sleeping. Near the oven in the corner, shh. Kitzer, Bisalevi with his mishamish ran down to the corner there. A half an hour later, it was a big noise, big horses came. It was the. What was it? I forgot. I'm not sure if it was one of the Gdele Arebes. I forgot the name. One of the Gdele Arebes. All of the Pamalia with 20 Hasidim, 4 white horses. The guy jumped out of his bed. The Rebbe came, put on the lights. Everything was Mesuder, Mamish. And it's two Nuschos to the story, but it was in one this Nusach, the same kids that they needed to daven Mayriv. And they only had 9 people for the minyan that didn't daven. And the guy said, 1 second, there's 2 Yidden here. That didn't daven. K Kitzur, he takes all the Misalevi, and the Rebbe says, oh, the Rav, it's the Rav. Kitzur, Miyad, he put him near him. Kitzur, it's called Melochi, v'chule. The guy fainted 5 times. The Balabos, in the morning, the Balabais walked into the Bisalevi's house. He said, I didn't know you, the Godla, I didn't realize the Godla dog came to me. You know, he came in like a little jacket, came in the middle of the night. And Mamashach came bet Mechile. I'm sorry. So the Salevi told him, I'm not Moichel you. Lado, he went to call the Rebbe to ask that he will help the Salevi with Moichel. He said, I'm not Moichel. The guy was crying and begging. Kids with a whole tumult, his wife and his kids, they knew, Begin the Salevi, he's dead tomorrow, yeah? The kids, he's crying. The Salevi said, why are you not Moichel? I'm promising, I didn't know. The Salevi said, I'm Moichel you. Als Bisalevi, I'm Moichel you. I'm not Moichel you, I'll say it. This is not a way you open the door to a yid at 12 o'clock by night. And that, I'm not Mechil you. And I'll tell you the truth, and that you didn't even ask Mechila. If you want Mechila, move into my house for a month, you'll see what is Achnas HaSolcha. Only then I'll be Mechil you. And he came to the Bisalevi and he lived by him for a month. The hemshel of the story, not to get to us, Moshe Shalom. A yid! A guy that is nice to every person, this is a nice guy! This doesn't mean that he's a chashev yid. And I'll tell you, all of these nice people, when it comes that they get angry, they kick away the nice yid also. Maybe even before the guy. A person has to learn, is mitzvahs ben odom lachaveiroi. We're mitzvah to be nice to each other, to take care of each other. We mitzvah. And Sforim state, before Yom Adin, when a person takes care one on each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if they love each other, I will love them also. If they care of my kids, I will care about them. To take care. It's so important. It's so wichtig. Leman tzfoi sarovo es atzmeo. You think, Spitz nitzovim, Spitz aveire. What makes this person lo yohoi ve'ashem sloyach loy? He gives back a shavas aveide in yeshivet or yid in a guy the same. I'm not saying a guy doesn't want. No, what he feels is the right thing to give back, he gives back. It's a mitzvah sashavas aveide. Take care of the other person. When a person doesn't realize the chashivas of the mitzvah, there's a grashi in Sanhedrin. Then it says in the Posuk, V'hoyo ki yavo elecho kol advorim ha'ilu ha'brocho v'ha'klolo v'ha'shivo yisrael levovecho v'shavto ad Hashem elekecho v'shomato b'koilo v'shov Hashem elekecho v'shvuzcho v'rachmecho v'shovcho v'kibtzecho im yeh nidachacho b'kce ha'shomayim mishom yikabtzecho v'yivircho Hashem elekecho l'oretz asher yoshu ha'visecho v'yorashto v'itivo ומול השם אז לבובכו וסלבב זרחו לאבו אז השם הלקחו תשובה. This is the reason really this Pashas Nitzovim חזל ומסל אותו, so it comes out before Rosh Hashanah. These are the psukim, we'll see maybe soon the Ramban and Rashi, but these are the psukim. והיו כי יבוא אליך ושבת על השם הלקחו ושוב השם הלקחו ומול השם הלקחו סלבבכו אם יהיה נדחכו בקצה השמיים משום יקפצחו השם הלקחו ומשום יקחכו. Chofetz Chaim al Atere would say Alemol. Person, he says, why it's so hard? Person sees he's suffering so much. He doesn't see a way how things could become better. He doesn't see how things could become better. He says, Avraham Avinu. He's serving Hashem, he's thrown into Kiv Shanaesh. He gets out of it. He doesn't have kids. He's 100 years old. He gets out of it. He has a son, Yitzchak, and again doesn't have kids. So, you know, and then I got a kid, Weiter Gomish. 13 years before the end of his life, the kids are born. Because before Esau was Yitzchak Tal Basro, he died. So till then he thought, Gomish. Yitzchak, the same thing. And Avimelech, the Chkola Boyre Shechofru, Yaakov Avinu, Eliphaz leaves him with nothing. Garnished. He comes to Lavan again. He's a threat to dead. Esau, he leaves Lavan again, Esau. And then he loses Yosef. And Klai Yisrael goes down to Mitzrayim. It looks like nothing will come out. And Hashem works out everything out in the end. Gam im yeh nidachecho b'kzeh shomayim mishom ha-kapzecho mishom ha-shivecho. Hashem could do everything. This has to be our emunah before Rosh Hashanah, the Chofetz Chaim would say in his parasha. Doesn't make a difference where we are. He could turn things in a minute to turn up completely. We have a kasha, we don't understand. But this is the way. This is the way to do it. We mentioned in the first Shmuz and Shvu and Elul, Rabbi Yehonah is medayek these psukim. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho v'shomato bekoiloi, v'shov Hashem Elokecho eshvuscho, umol Hashem eslevevecho. Zog de Rabbi Yehonah l'akdome at the beginning of Shari Tshuva. It says v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecho. What is umol Hashem eslevevecho? Kiyazoy Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yodom Aseges. Yazoy Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yodom Aseges. Rabbi Yehonah Medayek, it says, Veshavta Ad Hashem Elokecho. Veshomato Bekoilo. Bechol Levovcho Vechol Nafshecho. And then it says, Umol Hashem Es Levovecho. Why you have to have the Goyen Frank? Why you have to have Umol Hashem Es Levovecho? It says, Veshavta. Zogta, you have to do Veshavta. You have to do how much you could do. After you will do how much you could do, Hashem promises He will do what He could do. Two more days. You did what you could do. You did what you could do. You tried to do what you could do. You have to try to do what you could do. Then is a promise to Mol Hashem es levavcha ves levav zarecho. Then it says in the parsha, כי המצווה הזו יש אשר הנויכי מצווך היום לא נפלסי ממחו ולא ירחוי כוי. לא בשומיים למויר מיעל אלונו השומיים ויקוחנו לנו וישמיינו עשו ונעשנו ולא מעבר היום ליום לא מויר מיעבר לנו אלא עבר היום ויקוחנו לנו וישמיינו עשו ונעשנו כי קורוי וילכו הדובו מאויד בפיחו בלוב חולה סויס. So we have to know, זה מחלקס רמבן אין רשי, what is כי המצווה הזו יש? We sing it a lot. But what is Kiyam Mitzvah Azois? Loi Nifleisi Mimcho Veloi Rechoi Koi. The Ramban learns it goes on Mitzvah's Tshuva. And it makes sense. The whole parsha is Tshuva. Rashi learns it goes on Talmud Torah. Rashi learns it goes on Talmud Torah. So, l'fi the Ramban, it says on Shuvah, ki koriv elecho adovo moed beficho bivov cholasoi. So we know that. Chater lanu chatiro, ki yazir Hashem lashovim kasher en yodom aseges. The question is, if it's an al Talmud Torah, what is ki koriv elecho adovo moed? Sitting here, nice amount of bochim, everyone asks himself, ki kovar elecho adovo moed? If it would be koriv elecho adovo moed, why did this marriage was not full today? כי קורא ולכו הדובר מאויד, זה חרב ראש השונה, you have to be a mushchus not to come. You have to be not made from Yiddish blood to feel ערב ראש השונה, not to be a Friday, yeah? My mom was shaking when I came in and I didn't see it's full. The guys are not scared from Yom Adin. Hashem atoy vichaper ba'adom, yeah? כי koi vilecho adoros. So they show me that it's not to say koi vilecho adoro void, yeah? Ki koi vilecho adoro void. Ki koi vilecho, Hashem says, void. Hashem says, ki koi vilecho adoro void. Beficho bilvavcho la'aso yisrael. So it's on tshuva, we know it is. You can see today, people go down to the end of the world. Amor, you couldn't go down so much, yeah? And in 2 minutes, they become Bali Tshuvas. It's a Muslim Tshuva, you could do, yeah? I'm a Talmud Torah. Everyone knows Shasir. How much guys know? 5 guys know Shasir? 10 guys? No, not everyone knows their Shas. Not yet. So before Shem explained like this, Rashi says, why Hashem has to say, it's not in the sky. It's not in the other country. It's Mamashir. This is the way to talk. I would say it's not in the next neighborhood. It's not in the clouds. It's here. No? It's not in the sky. It's not another million years. It's not a million years ago. It's today. This is the way to say it. It's not so far. It's not so far. It's Mamashir. I thought, so Rashi says, Shim ilu oiso bashomayim, oyo tzorich la'alo yisachare. Ilu oyo bashomayim, oyo tzorich la'alo yisachare. The day he came to say, he said the famous Maisan, Reb Zedbale, the Valojin. That he needed a psa-safer. It was in a very high closet, and he couldn't get there. It was a ladder that you needed to move a box full of sforim to move the ladder, and he mamish needed it. He was mamish menu the sugi, Reb Zalmale Mevalojin, where he spoke with a couple times on the Abba Satayr for Reb Zalmale. Reb Zalmale Mevalojin, they say, well, he was sitting in a wagon, he was sitting and learning, it was snowing, and the wagon came to the city, and he sees Reb Zalmale was not in the wagon. He dropped off in the middle. He came back, he fell in the middle of the snow, sitting and learning, he just didn't realize he fell off the wagon. Reb Zalman Mevalojin. This is Reb Zalman Mevalojin. Hundreds of stories on that, and the Avos HaTorah from Reb Zalman. It's a famous Maisa Reb Zalman that, you know, but anyway, so Reb Zalman was sitting in the house and he needed to get to the safer, and he couldn't. It was a big ladder, a box full of tzfarim, a big wooden box. You know, his little lift. He couldn't move it. So he said, "Loi bashomaimi, she'ilu oisa bashomaimi, oyot zorich la'alo yisachareo. Loi bashomaimi, she'ilu oisa bashomaimi, oyot zorich la'alo yisachareo. Loi bashomaimi, she'ilu oisa bashomaimi, oyot zorich la'alo yisachareo." He got, he moved the box in the clamp. But he needed 10 people to move the box. Hashem said, "Loi bashomaimi, ki'ilu oisa bashomaimi, oyot zorich la'alo yisachareo." And he would manage. But the shadow, what the Pasuk is coming to say? The Pasuk is coming to say how much we mechuyav to sit and learn. Not the pshat, it's a mitzvah. You mechuyav to sit and learn even if it's the hardest thing in the world, to go up to the sky. Even if it's to the other place. Me'ever hayam. You have to go. This is the amount. Zogad ha-mefoshim. If you come with an approach to Teire, that even if it's in the Shomayim, I have to climb. And even if it's in the Oretz, I have to go. And I'm like Reb Zalmale, I'm there to do it. Hashem is promising you, don't worry. Ki koi ve'lecho adovo me'oi beficho bilvavcho la'asaisa. Se'alam of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Malach will come and tell you, you can know Shas overnight. You want? The guy will say, yes, but 1 hour at least to sleep in that night. We're not masking to give the whole night. If you give, you stretch out, he helps. This is the Akdome. You have to know what is Yechiv Talmud Teiro. Lei bashomayimi, shehilu yi bashomayim tzorich lalei sachareo. This is the amount of chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And when you will do that, and when you will force yourself to do that, then miyad, ki koroi veilecho adovo meoid, beficho bilvavcho laasoisri. When a person is moisel nefesh, and he's mekabel on himself, that he's learning b'chol, kol ha-mekabel olov ol teire ma'avirim imenu ol derech eretz, ol malchus, ol chaveirim, ol yedidim, ol mishpoch, as eishteit. But you have to mekabel ol teire. You have to be mekabel ol teire. If you're not mekabel ol teire, it doesn't work. You're right, everyone has to say, I'm mekabel, then it's not. No worry. So they will test you. They will test you. And the same thing is in Tshuva. Yazer Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yad Tivo Maseges. Person is drowning. He can't get out. You have to send a helicopter with strings. But Hashem only sends the string till where his hands reach. But if he lays in the water, the string will not reach the water. He has to do like this. The string will get there. Our problem is, we say helicopter there, we're here. But I want to tell you, the string only goes down when the hands are up. Not that it goes down and then you stretch. There's nishkan chokhmah to stretch. Stretch! And like I said, Abba Yisai, we're holding 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Shloshi Zemeh Akbole. These are the easiest days, because it's a Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. That Sidra Yeshiva, a little bit submished. You could sit and learn day and night. This Shabbos, you don't have to rest Shabbos afternoon. Almost the answer is, I have to rest Shabbos afternoon because I'll be tired Sunday. There's no Sunday, yeah? The person takes it himself. Lo yibashumayimi. Lo yimeiver hayomi. And I'm saying, it's a toiva. To decide what you're going to learn now. I remember when we were Bochum and Panovich. My friends finished Klolis Fixfeke from the Shach over Rosh Hashanah. It's the hardest even. Everyone came on Shulchan Aruch, davening in between. And they davened, yeah? But you chapter rein. A person will make a plan. He has a Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Yom Shlishi. Maybe Yom Ravich, but he's not. You know what? Decide what you're going to learn. I'll say, yeah, I will chazer. You'll die to begita, yeah? You'll die to begita. I'll tell you that native, yeah? How long? Not say not to learn it. You could learn chazer from the whole sugya. Machasikum from the whole sugya. Chazer yepkias. Chazer yeim. Learn something else. 5 days. Your Rosh Hashanah will be different. Rosh Hashanah will be a different Rosh Hashanah. He said, if you have a wet wall and you try to stick a paper on, how much scotch if you pull it slips off? If the wall is dry, even one little piece holds it. Even about a piece, you just a little bit wet it and you stick it and it's on. Kozman, you're not learning and you're not in Ruchnias, it's a wet wall. The way you dry the wall when you wet it with Torah. It'll be a different Rosh Hashanah. Forget about your friends, forget about everything. 1, 2, 3, get ready for Shabbos. Start. The biggest gula to chayzer b'tshuva is Torah. It's not stam that it's machlekes Ramban and Rashi. If ki kore v'lecho adov ha-moed is Torah or is tshuva. We know eile ve'eile divrei Elokim chayim, shivim ponim la-Torah. It goes together. How we daven? I'm davening. Hashiveinu avinu. Asher osecho. וקרובינו מלכינו לעבוד עשיך, what we say after it? והחזירינו בתשובה שלמה לפניך. But we want no. No learning, החזירינו בתשובה ראש השנה. The סדר הדברים is, השיבינו אבינו לסייר עשיך, קרובינו מלכינו לעבוד עשיך, והחזירינו. What I'm saying is, I'm pushing reading with Knesset Gdele to all this. Come, we'll use it. ובאזס השם, we will feel over this ראש השנה, כי קורוי ואילךו הדובו מאוד, בפיך ובלפוך על הסייסו ובזכר תקסיבה וחסים וטיבה וסיפרום של צדיקים גמורים.